You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. India and Korea will hold the next round of talks this week to review and upgrade the Bilateral Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement. A senior official stated, the talks are scheduled in Seoul from July 17th to 19th. The review of CEPA, which was signed in 2009 and came into force in 2010, was agreed to in 2016. Since then, 10 rounds of talks have been held, but pace had picked up in recent months. Some Korean officials also have been on record saying that talks may finally conclude in 2024. Both sides have exchanged the list of requests where they are seeking further opening up of trade partnership. Korea attempts to increase the level of openness to the Indian market. Now from industry section. The Big Five audit firms in India are facing a talent crunch. A regulatory clampdown and a higher number of relatively safer career opportunities elsewhere are pulling chartered accountants away from the audit profession. A senior partner at a Big Five firm told FE that the auditing verticals in top firms are operating with 20% lower staff than the required strength. At present, the top five firms have around 12,500 people in their audit function. Quote, the amount of work is increasing every year, but the staff strength is not growing as fast. Although we need to increase the capacity to handle the additional work and deal with the regulatory oversight, unquote, said audit vertical head at a Big Five firm. Moving to express mobility, heat waves followed by poor rainfall resulted in a disappointing start for the tractor segment in the new financial year, with retail sales falling 12% in the June quarter. Inventory levels also rose during the 3 months as dispatches from manufacturers were much higher than actual registrations. Data from the Federation of Automobile Dealers Association showed. While the high base of the last year must be taken into account, the growth in dispatches Q1 FY25 was just 0.48% year-on-year. This was much below the 5% growth predicted for the year by market leader Mahindra & Mahindra. As per Tractor and Mechanization Association, manufacturers of 2,61,874 tractors domestically during Q1. Retail stood at 1,97,719 units in the quarter, according to FADA. One more from industry section. Despite India being one of the biggest producers of paddy, wheat, oilseeds, milk, fish, fruits and vegetables, post-harvest losses of these produce remain high over the global standard, which impacts the yield and farmers face losses. According to a NABARD study in 2022, the losses after harvesting of the vegetable till it reaches consumers are estimated in the range of 4.87% to 11.61% and that of fruits in the range of 6.02% to 15.05%. Although there are several measures being taken to reduce losses at the farm level, introduction of advanced cooling technology by an Israeli startup in the climate and agri-tech space, natural offset farming, could change the scenario in coming years. NOF's patented technology utilizes liquid CO2. Next, from City Gas Companies. City Gas Distribution Companies Indraprastha Gas and Mahanagar Gas might have seen flat to marginal volume growth sequentially in the June quarter and the fall in earnings on year. As per Elara Capital, IGL and MGL's EBITDA earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation and amortization is set to decline 16% to 31% on year, respectively, led by a 26 to 38% decline in EBITDA per SCM margin, partly offset by 7 to 11% volume growth. Quote, gross margin should decline sequentially for IGL as well, however, with normalization in OPEX, operational expenses, which was elevated in 4Q FY24. Unit EBITDA would likely be flat sequentially at Rs. 6.6 per SCM against Rs. 8.6 per SCM in the corresponding quarter last year, unquote, said Kotak Institutional Equities. Over to banking section. The asset reconstruction sector's growth moderated to 15% in the previous financial year, down from nearly 32% in 2022-23, impacted by the continuous decline in gross non-performing assets in the banking system and the absence of major bad loan sale deals. The value of NPAs acquired by asset reconstruction companies reached Rs. 9.7 trillion as of March this year from Rs. 8.48 trillion as of March 2023, according to Association of ARCs data. However, aided by strong economic growth, the redemption of security receipts by ARCs has risen by 30% in the previous fiscal. Lenders sell stressed loans to ARCs at a discount in exchange for either cash or a mix of cash and security receipts. Lastly, let's have a look at today's stocks which are in focus. These are HCL Tech, Avenue Supermarts, Godrej Consumer Products, IREDA, Lupin, HCL Tech on Friday posted a near 2% sequential decline in its top line at ₹28,057 crore in the April-June quarter, whereas Avenue Supermarts, which owns and operates the retail chain DMart, on Saturday reported its fiscal quarter earnings with profit at ₹773.82 crore, up 17.5%. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.